to 45. She'd watched him for 2 weeks, and almost every night he came here, to the Grey Gull, and sat at the bar. He drank bourbon on the rocks, and often left with a woman. Never the same woman. He was a big man, and handsome. He had big muscles, and she noticed he always wore short-sleeved shirts that displayed them. She sipped her vodka and tonic. It was a Friday night, and the bar was crowded. But she had time, and she was patient. She waited, and finally, when a seat opened at the bar next to him, she went down the bar and took it. He glanced at her, and then swung around on his bar stool to face her. "I haven't seen you before," he said.
"I come sometimes," she said.
"By yourself?" he said.
"Yes."
"Can I buy you a drink?" he said.
"Yes," she said.
"Vodka tonic?" he said.
"Yes."
He gestured to one of the bartenders and ordered. "You from around here?" he said.
"No."
"Where you from?"
"Brooklyn," she said.
"Brooklyn, huh?"
"Yes."
"Jesus," he said, "you don't talk much." She smiled.
"Many men like that," she said.
He nodded. "Okay," he said. "How come you're up here from Brooklyn?"
"My husband had work here."
"Husband?"
"Yes. No more."
"You're not married anymore?"
"No," she said.
The drinks came. He stirred the ice around in his drink with his forefinger before he picked it up. "Looking for a new husband?" he said.
"No," she said.
"What are you looking for?" he said.
"I like men," she said.
He grinned and raised his glass to her. "I'm one," he said.
"Yes," she said, and looked at him. "Big muscles."
He nodded. "I try to stay in shape," he said.
"You work?"
"Sure," he said. "What do you think? I do private security for a guy who lives on the neck."
"You violent?" she said.
"Let's just say I don't look for trouble," he said. "But if someone else is looking for trouble, I'm happy to supply it." She nodded.
"That excites me," she said.
"It does, huh?" he said. "Want to go someplace, see what else we can think of that's exciting?"
"I have a place," she said.
"Excellent," he said.
"I will go into ladies' room for a moment," she said. "Then we go to my place."
"You bet," he said. "What's your name?"
"Natalia," she said. "You?"
"Nami,"